You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors. You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
You're listening to the Outcome Digital Podcast, powered by a team of creative experts focused on fusing design, marketing, and strategy to create winning outcomes. Hello, hello, and welcome to another edition of the Outcome Digital Podcast. I'm Jeff McMahon. I will be your host for part three in a series on pay-per-click.
I'm Rosh Sillers.
No, you could never be. I'm Chris Martin.
Those beers are kicking in.
We are broadcasting live.
This is number three, isn't it?
Hi, I'm the host who's getting trampled by Chris Martin and Rosh Sillers. We are broadcasting live from Podcast Detroit in Royal Oak, Michigan. Guys, part three, how to measure success of a pay-per-click campaign.
If you haven't turned
radio in, silence.
Yeah. If you haven't turned and ran the other way.
Yeah. If you made it this far, you are committed. So let's talk about what you need to know. I mean, there is one metric that really counts, and that is conversions. I mean, a conversion is not necessarily a sale. A conversion is what you want the customer to do. And that could be download. That could be give you their email. That could be asking for more information. That could be a direct online sale. But conversion, by far, is the number one metric.
All right. I'm buying into that. But so that's the number one metric. So that's the KPI that matters, the conversion, right? Mm-hmm. We typically want at least – we want more than one though.
I was going to add that typically – you tell me, Rosh, when I say conversion or when I discuss conversions with my clients, there's different types of conversions. A conversion could be someone clicking through on an ad.
Right.
Someone could be clicking through on a landing page. Someone could be submitting a form. Somebody could be dialing a phone number. So as long as you're looking at those conversions and you're keeping a tally of those conversions and measuring those and comparing them and
I look at that as, click-through rates versus, a conversion is the final thing you want them to do. That
lead conversion.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that, again, it could be the lead. It could be the actual sale. It could be, downloading your ebook. I mean, whatever that is, whatever that final conversion is, that I think is the most important thing, quite honestly.
Right. Chris?
No, that's a good point, too, with the download or listen or view or whatever. That conversion can mean different things as long as you understand. The one thing that you did say was about the sale. Right. And depending on the product, depending on the client, that whole thing could be a process for the sale. So that's what I'm saying. The conversion, as long as you're measuring conversions along the way and you know what the conversions are and everyone has an agreement on that, you got to figure that out before you move forward.
Right. Another thing, too, I think is really important. When I meet with a client, there are four areas of marketing that we deal with: awareness, traffic, conversions, and retention. And it's important for a full marketing campaign to address all four of those areas. So if the client's key metric is awareness, then how many times did they see your ad?
Impressions.
I mean, it's total impressions. And so if we got them a million impressions, we're not necessarily following that funnel through. When we get a conversion in terms of a sale because of those impressions, that's bonus. Our goal was to get a million impressions in front of a lot of people, maybe within a county, maybe within a zip code. But the point being is we wanted to dominate an area and get that name recognition going, which quite often quite often can be a very valuable thing, especially when you say you target three zip codes and bombard those zip codes. And for not really a lot of money, just, you know, make sure that people are seeing it. And then your name is starting to get known and people start walking through the front door.
Right. So you're getting it. What you're saying, Raj, is that could be, depending on the campaign, the situation, that could be your most important KPI or key performance indicator, awareness or impressions, right?
For that part of the campaign. Absolutely.
For that part of it. So let me ask you something, though. I think, what do you guys think? Wouldn't it really behoove everybody out there to identify the KPIs, discuss them, and get buy-in with your clients coming right out of the gate?
Absolutely. I mean, do you have something?
No, absolutely.
I was going to say, you know, I always like to deal with all four of those areas, because if all you're doing is branding, you know, you're not addressing getting people to your website or through the front door. And if all you're doing is focusing on getting people through the front door, you're not focusing on improving those conversions, increasing that conversion rate, you know, testing the prices, testing the blue versus green button. You're not figuring out what gets people to buy. And after you've worked so hard, you've spent all this time, all this money giving it to Chris and Google, and then you do nothing to keep them, to retain them, to keep them coming back.
Right.
That's a problem too.
Yeah. Branding and awareness campaigns are like, let's spend money and pray. You know, take right. that, see what comes out the other end. Yeah. It's like, I don't have that much money. And I don't think most, you know, I don't get the business with the most cash flow and the most money. Even then, you should still have some sort of strategy behind your awareness campaign. What's the next stage? What's the next level? And that's where we start to go into a sales and a marketing funnel and that whole thing, which I don't think we've even touched on in this series.
Right.
And what are the different layers of awareness that's, you know, usually at the top versus consideration, that's where somewhere in the middle, and then you have the actual sale at the bottom. I think most people listening to this are probably familiar with a sales funnel or marketing funnel. But yeah, that's, if you got to focus on each level, you have metrics for each level. But I think what a lot of people struggle with is when that awareness campaign becomes a consideration and an education campaign and then becomes a sales campaign. How do the metrics change once it gets into the sales department?
Sure.
And then you're in a different area, and that's where a lot of small, and I think even mid-sized businesses struggle, is, you know, what is sales? Is sales just me quoting your lead and sending it back to you and saying, have a nice day, and maybe following up in 2 weeks?
Right.
I mean, it is, but it's not everything you can be doing. There's a lot more you can be doing to educate and retain and
That's a good point.
And improve your chances.
Yeah. I think a lot of times we are not even looking at, small business people are not looking at, what is the percentage of closed sales? I mean, so you're getting these leads. Is it 20%? I mean, I bet if you ask most of your clients, they're going to say, well, it's probably 50, 60, 70%, and it's 20.
Yeah.
You know,
or less.
Mm-hmm. And so they really don't know. It's just their estimate. Well, I got that one. That person called. I got that one. Oh, I didn't get that one. But you missed the 20 other things that you
data is a funny thing. Data, until you see it in front of you.
Data is a funny
thing. It opens your eyes to a lot of possibilities.
Right.
And it's sobering sometimes.
Absolutely. So what can you do to improve that?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just little tweaks that it can prove those conversions and improve your overall close rate.
Right. And so, but the thing remains is that you have to discuss these things, these KPIs, whether we're talking about the awareness segment, the education segment, the conversion segment, the KPIs of these campaigns need to be discussed upfront, identified, and agreed upon with your client.
Right. So go ahead, Jeff.
I've often found it great to set up, these are the days we're going to review the reports of the campaign, right? Because to me, the last thing you want to do, get the campaign up and running, turn it on, you've agreed on what the KPIs are, and now what, right? So to me, reporting and reviewing reports, to me, that shows we're making progress, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully. We are making progress.
So the early on, the marketing KPIs that Raj was talking about, you know, those are in our side of the fence, and they're very easy for us to track because we've done it a million times. where it gets difficult is once it goes over the other side of the fence and it becomes a lead and it goes into that sales process is how do you look at that and how do you measure that? It becomes a lot of work on the business itself. You can give them the tools and you can tell them what they got to do and how they've got to, you know, create a report, not a report, but fill in details for the lead and set activity goals for themselves and say, you know, follow-up goals. That's putting the onus on your client. It gets difficult. So, I mean, a couple things I look at is, okay, leads in per month, obviously. And then once we have the leads in, how many of those leads are getting quoted? That's a very important metric. When you make that decision to quote a lead and actually put in some work time after you've, you know, vetted that lead, that becomes a very important metric and says, okay, these are important leads. I want more of these leads. These are worthwhile leads. Another metric is what is the cost of that? What is the opportunity value of that deal? Now you can start to see, okay, you know, we're getting some big leads in, or these are small fish, you know, type of leads. And at the end of the month, I can see that, but that takes work on the side of the client. And if your client or you, depending on, you know, who's listening, doesn't commit to that on the sales side of it, it's going to be very difficult to measure that and then feed that back to your marketing team.
That's very true. I mean, I have clients who have honestly had to fire their call answering team. I mean, in the evening, just because they were not doing what they need to do. Mm-hmm. I was showing them that they were getting a ton of leads. And they're like, we don't feel it. We don't see it. Well, where's your data? Show me what percentage of those leads are. I mean, they couldn't send anything back to me. I mean, so eventually they had to switch out a team that they've had for about 30 years to be able to actually track. Why? I think the word that I think we run into, especially for well-established companies, is laziness. This is the way we've always done it. Yeah. Why do we need to pay it? Ask, did they find us on Google? I answer the phone. I take the message. I move on. I don't want to ask more questions. I don't want to ask probing questions or what's this qualify thing. I don't care.
Right, that's more right. Work on my part. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So, because you're touching on something really important here, because here's the thing, what I've often found to be true, you can talk about the KPIs that matter with your client up front. You can agree, which you have to get to the next phase. Mm-hmm. You can set up your reporting. You can review reports. You can show progress. At the end of the day, you will be judged on ROI. From my experience, all that stuff goes out the window. 6 months in, 12 months in, they're going to look at the bottom line.
Right.
That's it. That's it.
Right.
And you can say, look, we agreed that we were going to measure this. We were going to approach it like this. We were going to measure this. We were going to make adjustments, which we've done. We've showed progress. But if there's no ROI or not the desirable ROI that somebody else had in their head, you have a problem on your hands. So to me, I think the ROI is one of the KPIs. And not to be facetious amount of ROI we're talking, setting realistic boundaries around the ROI as a key performance indicator.
ROI is on my report.
Yeah,
every single month. I meet with clients and they see an ROI, and that actually keeps me accountable. Because if the ROI, actually what I tell them in the very beginning to set up expectations, is chances are if the ROI is even, in other words, you get back what you put in to me and Google, you're ahead of the game because you're getting customers from other places. This is just the stuff we were able to track. Mm-hmm. You're getting customers from other directions too. And I've had situations.
In lifetime value.
In lifetime value, sure. Absolutely. And I've had situations where I had a client, I looked at their like one ad group and nothing was coming. There were no conversions. And finally, I just said, you're wasting money here. I'm going to turn this off.
Let's figure it out.
Yeah. And well, I turned it off, Chris. And they called me a week later screaming at me because the phone stopped ringing. It was because their target market were people over 60, pretty mm-hmm. much. They're all calling them. And they weren't using any of my systems. Mm-hmm. So there's no way to track it. So I guess that really when that happened, really drove the point home that people will find you. They'll see your ads. They'll see you on Google. They'll see you this. They'll see that. And then they'll say, oh, yeah, I saw your sign. I came
yeah,
in.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
And so as long as you can show that there's even, you know, even money there, you're ahead of the game. And I show it every single month. And it is extremely valuable and important. And again, it helps me stay on top of the project.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there is any such thing as even money. These are great points, guys, because the reason I make that statement is something you said, Chris. It's the lifetime value of a customer, right? And to me, again, going back to the topic here, that is something that needs to be set up. As a performance indicator, it's not what is the value of the sale that this PPC campaign
which is
drove.
One of the hardest it's, to gauge.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like, did you make a sale or did you gain a customer? Right. And see, right. And now this is business model dependent, mm-hmm. of course.
Right. And also value of the data you've collected too.
Exactly. I mean, there's so much more value there than just that instant yeah. sale. But if you don't have that discussion up front and set that as an indicator or a boundary, you're liable to wind up, you know, shooting yourself in the foot.
If your dollars are breaking even at the end of the year, I would say 9 out of 10 business owners will high five you.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they don't, you don't want to be their customer.
Right.
Because they just don't get it.
Right. 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 You know, I think you make a good point, Jeff, is that you need to set everything up in advance. How, what are you to expect, you know, client? What is it that you're going to see over this period of time? And let's just go over to SEO for a moment, obviously a little off topic, but in the same realm, I let them know my job on the SEO side is to drive traffic to the website. So the metrics that we're going to look at is one, year over year, January to January, not January to February, but every month is its own animal and has its own seasons. And we're going to compare year over year traffic. Do we have a growth? And then two, do we have more impressions looking at Google Search Console? Have we increased impressions? Did you get a 10,000 impressions now? And then, you know, a year later, 30,000 impressions. In other words, more opportunities. And then three, you know, where are you ranking? And that's probably the third out of the three, but that's still something that's important. So the point being is no matter what digital marketing system you use, pay-per-click using Facebook, Twitter, AdWords, you need to set that up in advance so everybody knows the rules.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Do we got to go around the table and say, summarize. Chris, gun to your head.
Chris gets Chris to summarize.
Yeah, I'm on.
This time.
We got the gun pointed at Chris. Chris, yeah. Three top ways you would tell someone how to measure the performance of their PPC campaign.
Recognize that there's a difference between a marketing metric and a sales metric. And once that lead crosses over, your metrics change. And when you go back to fix problems, realize that if you want to fix a marketing problem, you look at marketing metrics. You want to fix a sales problem, you look at sales metrics.
Perfect.
Whether you're a business owner trying to do this on your own, or you're somebody that's been in the field for a while and just learning to brush up on your skills, this is one that has taken me the longest to figure out. And when you do figure it out, this is the holy grail. I mean, when you fix this, your ROIs go through the roof. You know how to fix sales problems and you know how to set yourself up to fix sales problems. And that's what – and you got to realize too, here's another thing. You are changing people's companies. When you get into sales and you start teaching people sales, yeah. and you start – like you pointed out very clearly, Rosh – if somebody's not doing their job to follow up with these leads, you're having an effect on people's lives, and it's for the better of the company, and it's for the better of them, really. That, you know, hey, we need to figure this out as a company. That's what I really like about this job. That's right. Like making people accountable, growing as a business, and making more money.
Yeah, I mean, for me, two things: one, understanding your conversion rate, and two, understanding the close rate. On this side of the scale, when those leads come across, you need to understand those things and build from there.
Beautiful.
Cool.
If I was going to chime in, you know what I'm going to say.
Let's go to the bar.
Yeah, yes, but prior to that, they're going to judge you on ROI, end of the story,
right.
And that's just the end of it. But, you know, we've talked about it. Guys, part three in a series on PPC, how to measure success. You guys, perfect. Such a pleasure to sit with the both of you. The insight is absolutely wonderful. We are broadcasting live from Podcast Detroit in Royal Oak, Michigan. Till next time.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Thanks, Josh.
Cheers.